And as the Democrats finish their primary process, the presumptive Republican nominee John McCain, well, he's been cleaning house. In short order, five of his campaign employees have resigned over links to lobbying activities. And the ties are pretty intricate, actually. Trying to maintain his image as a reformer, McCain has created new rules barring currently registered lobbyists from working on his presidential efforts. That means sifting through records. But the man in charge of the rules himself has lobbying ties of his own. And we're going to turn to Kate Czernicki. I totally botched your name.
Czernicki, okay.
Of the New York Times. Kate, thanks for joining us. And you've been following these trends. And I guess after reading your article, the question is, where do you start? I mean, you have McCain's general co-chairman, his deputy finance chairman, a finance director, as well as his chief foreign policy advisors, all with links to lobbyists.
Right, exactly. Don't forget Charlie Black, who's a senior advisor and who really kind of pioneered in Washington this trend that's now become very common of working for campaigns in the even-numbered years. And then in the off years, you go and you lobby, and you just sort of, there's a very clear door between these two paths. I think the interesting distinction was earlier, the people that McCain was trying to get rid of on the campaign were people who had ties to Burma and who really lobbied against things that McCain stands for. What he's now saying is if you lobby at all, you do not have a place on this campaign, which is really going to target a lot of people.
And why now? Because clearly he's been facing a lot of criticism in the last several months about his campaign staff and those who have either been lobbyists or still maintain some tie to a company that does some lobbying. What do you think the impetus was?
Well, I think you're right that McCain has this image as a reformer, which is crucial to his bid, and he wants to preserve that. But I also think that he's, you know, now focused his sights on Barack Obama and wants to try to get a moral advantage over Barack Obama. And he's going to say, Obama says he doesn't take money from lobbyists, but he doesn't have a policy as clear as mine. He still has lobbyists working for him. I do not.
And for every rule, there's always exclusions, right? And is there some exclusion I thought I read here that involves lobbying for foreign business people?
That's not the exclusion. Is that you can't be a registered lobbyist or be a registered foreign agent, which means you lobby for foreign countries. But there is an exclusion where if you are a part-time volunteer on the campaign or a volunteer on the campaign, you just have to disclose what your lobbying is. If you are getting paid by the campaign, you cannot also be paid by your lobbying clients. But if you are just a volunteer, the McCain policy says, you just have to disclose your ties to lobbyists.
Kate Czernicki of the New York Times. It always gets very sticky, and we're going to keep you on speed dial because I know we have more to talk about in the weeks and months ahead. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
It's tough for McCain because they're committed to all that big money for fundraising in the Republican Party, and they kind of have to use lobbyists.
Well, and he needs to do some fundraising because he's lagging far behind either Obama or Clinton.
They've got the Rolodex.